Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Yankee Nation podcast presented by Wegman Enterprises, NYC Sports Nation. I'm Austin Verhill, and along with Tim LaDuca and Nick Giovanelli, today we're going to talk about the Yankees are playing an actual game. We have the Masahiro Tanaka incident to talk about, and we have some coronavirus stuff to talk about. So without further ado, how about it?
You're listening to a New York Sports Nation production. Enhancing your New York sports fan experience.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk.
So, one thing I didn't mention in the intro was the movie review. And that's because this movie sucked so bad. It made history.
We've had a string of bad movies now, man.
It made history for being the only movie where all three of us started the movie and then didn't finish it. It was
awful. In theory, I think we've all seen it.
We've all seen it because we've all seen Over the Hedge. Yeah, I was just gonna say it's a dollar store Over the Hedge, but I don't know how long it was into the movie where we just stopped, but the point where we were at, there was still, like, there was yet to be a story. There's a bunch of things happening, but there was yet to be, like, a story. I didn't understand the dynamic of the park. The guy there's one scene where I couldn't stop laughing. And that was when the tree blew up. I thought the guy died. And I could not stop laughing. We paused it because we were both laughing pretty hard for that. But other than that, there was nothing. That guy was the best character from what I've seen.
Which guy?
I don't remember his name, but he was the squirrel that was, like, crowned the hero by the park, but was he was, like, stuck up and stuff. That was the best part of the movie.
Yeah, I didn't even get to that.
Yeah, I don't even think that was even a good part of the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a great movie. So I'm trying to scrape up some positives, but it was just awful. There was no story. There was, honestly, that's pretty much it. Is there was no story, but that's the biggest thing in a movie.
I didn't. But it was, think the animation was good either.
Yeah.
Just looked kind of weird.
A star-studded film, like, in terms of the cast.
Yeah.
And this
I
might be.
I was so surprised that it sucked so bad.
This might be all of their worst movies.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. So, it was a real shame. And here's the part where, like, I was kicking myself. Is Tim didn't want this to be the movie originally.
You did.
Yeah, no.
Tim, what was the other movie you were going to pick?
I don't even remember.
I think it was Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, and I talked you out of it. But Nick, it's now your choice. Do you have a choice set up, or you want to wait till the end of the episode?
I do have a choice. Let's make sure what the name is.
Well, that's not a good sign.
It's a documentary about Qinming Wang.
What?
It's called Late Life.
And where's
It's on Netflix. 7.1 on IMDb. 96% of Google users liked it.
Hold on a second. There was a documentary on Netflix about Qinming Wang, and I didn't know about it.
I didn't know about it either until yesterday.
why was this not, like, recommended to me? I mean, you think your phone listens to you enough, like, just listens to your conversations, that it'd be recommended for me.
Yeah, I was looking for, after I stopped watching The Nut Job after 10 minutes and, like, 30 seconds, I started looking for what would be my movie choice, and I was like, huh, Chin-Min Wang. That's a good player to pick. Hopefully it's not as bad as the Gift and Gepe documentary on Netflix.
That one was bad.
It was horrible. But hopefully this one's better.
Yeah, I wonder who produced it.
Chin-Min Wang story.
Because, first off, a great name. Late Life, that's a great name. But, like, who made this?
Not a clue.
It had a nomination for Best Documentary. Didn't win it.
Finally.
Didn't win it, but...
Nomination's enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's good enough to be considered. Has an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes from an audience score. Good. You know what? I'm excited for this one. I'm pretty excited for this one. We've been on a string of bad movies, which, granted, always bring out the funniest reviews.
Except for this one.
The reason this one wasn't great, like, this review wasn't great, is because it wasn't funny bad, like Kazam was.
Yeah, this was just...
It was just boring bad, which is... That's the bad kind of bad. That's the worst bad you can be.
Yeah.
I love watching funny bad movies. And unfortunately, this wasn't one of those. But let's move on now to something I'm very excited about. And that is that the Yankees tonight are playing an inter-squad game that's being televised. I am so excited. It's only expected to last like 2 hours.
Yeah, it's like 6 innings, I think.
But I'll take it. And the best part for me is we get to see Clark Schmidt.
Ooh, baby.
I love Clark Schmidt. This guy is... There's never been, like, a prospect that I've been super high on before. I mean, obviously, we were all high on Gleyber Torres. Obviously. But I'm talking about, like, I collect this guy's first Bowman cards. I have 5 first Bowmans of his. And then I have one gold foil. Yeah, 1 gold foil first edition from this year. And one of his first Bowmans is signed. I've been, like, collecting this guy because I love this guy. His movement is ridiculous. It's just my kind of pitcher. I always loved crazy movement more than speed. I mean, I was a Mike Mussina guy.
Yeah, you're a movement over speed guy?
Okay. I am. I was a Mike Mussina guy. Cliff Lee. Like...
Greg Maddux.
Well, I was never a Maddux guy.
The late stages of CC.
The later stages of CC, yeah. When I always like the saying, they turned him from a thrower into a pitcher. I always liked that saying. But, yeah, all those guys. I mean, Burley. I respect the flame throwing, obviously. I mean, how can you not? But I love... Like, my favorite pitch in baseball is a knuckle curve. I love the knuckle curve. Are you guys more of a speed or a movement?
Big control guy.
I'm a big speed guy.
So we're all pretty in different areas here.
I like it when a pitcher can hit his spots every time.
You know, that one thing is when like the way Max Scherzer can paint a corner.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it's gorgeous. Like when the my favorite thing in the world is when a batter strikes out looking and knows it was the correct call. Like when he strikes out, but he was like, I literally couldn't do anything with that, even if I tried. It's so satisfying to watch. But moving on from that, we're seeing, I don't know how they're splitting the squad. I don't know if it's been announced like who's playing who, but it's an inner squad game. All we know is it's Schmidt versus Hap. But we're not sure what the lineups are.
And I bet we don't see too much of either pitcher. We're going to see a lot of the other pitchers. Hopefully we see, what was my favorite new pitcher's name? Brooks something?
Kriske?
Brooks Kriske.
I think if it's six innings, we're just going to see max three innings from Schmidt and Hap.
That would be, my guess is you would get three innings and then you'll have three relievers. That's my
maybe
guess.
Maybe they'll do two with the starters, but I'm guessing three. Or maybe they'll have a pitch limit. I don't know.
Is there going to be an umpire?
It might be automated. Huh. I'm thinking it's probably just going to be automated.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean,
how do they have that technology set up right now?
Really? I mean, Yes has it. Why wouldn't the Yankees be able to get it? I don't know.
And where is it going to be displayed?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe they have, or it'll probably just be one of the. I don't think they're flying out an umpire.
Maybe the catcher's just going to call it.
Yeah, like an honor system.
Yeah.
I mean, honor system, it's a game that doesn't matter against your own teammates. So, I mean, there's no reason to be biased, I guess. Though, the one thing that really, really hurt us over the weekend. By the way, I hope you all had a great 4th of July. But the one thing that kind of sucked over this weekend was Masahiro Tanaka got nailed
by a
Giancarlo line drive.
112 miles an hour to the dome.
Oh my! And here's the craziest thing in the world. I don't know what baseball players are made out of. How can pitchers, like, consistently, we've seen pitchers get hit in the head by line drives and then just be fine somehow?
Yeah, I don't know.
He
was down for a while, but in like a couple minutes, but he got out of the hospital, and he had concussion like symptoms. But they're, like, gone.
He was diagnosed with only a mild concussion. And he had little to no symptoms when he was released from the hospital the same day.
I mean, that's insane.
But I think I know what happened.
What's your guess?
It must have hit the brim of his hat on the way. So he didn't get the full 112 mile per hour impact. So, like, that's all I got. Because there's no other way any normal person takes a 112 mile per hour line drive to the dome and then doesn't, like, die. Or not die, but, like, isn't fine.
Or bleed or anything.
Yeah.
I was ready for
him to be out for the year.
I was ready for it, too. I was like, there's only 60 games. There's something broken here. I was like, because you remember Hap had a really bad one. And Aroldis Chapman had a really bad one.
I remember that one.
A few years ago. That was in spring training. Yeah. And, I mean, we all know how hard he throws, so a line drive is going to be really bad. But he's the only one where I remember he, like, needed stitches. Like, he's the only one. It was staples, not stitches. Every other one was just like, he's got a little headache. He's going to be out for maybe a week or two. I don't understand it. I mean, baseball's...
Go ahead.
Baseball's not known for, like, toughness or being contact sport. But for a sport that's not a contact sport, they sure get hit in the head a lot. And somehow, they're always fine. All right,
I'm worried about Tanaka coming back. I'm worried about Tanaka coming back, like physically and mentally, but I'm also kind of worried about how this will affect Stanton.
True. And because when he got hit in the face, it really affected him, obviously, as it would anyone. But it really, like, shook him up to the point where, remember, when Mike Fiers almost hit him again, he was furious about it because he didn't forget.
Yeah. How could you forget? Get drilled in the mouth. Ugh.
The Stanton went down before Tanaka did.
Yeah. Because he knew how it feels.
He knew almost immediately. I felt so bad for Stanton.
The ball came down like, what, 30 seconds later? You see that?
I didn't see the ball land. I wasn't...
Yeah, in the video, the ball comes down like maybe 15 seconds after it hits Tanaka.
Oh my goodness.
That thing goes sky high.
Which makes you think it probably didn't hit him flush then.
Yeah, I think that's Nick's theory that it hit his brim.
Because if it hit him, it wouldn't have gone, like just him, it wouldn't have gone up. It would have went back towards Stanton.
The trainer is on the field when the ball lands on the warning track near the, like, behind the plate.
That's where it landed? Oh my lord.
The thing that got me with this was the sound that it made when it hit Tanaka.
Oh.
Oh.
Awful.
It was louder than the crack of the bat. Like, dude, ugh.
There's a few things in sports that just... it makes you, like, not even be able to imagine the pain. This is one.
ACL tears.
ACL. You know what? Remember when Anderson Silva kicked the guy, went for a leg kick, and his leg snapped in half? Why does that keep happening in sports? Yeah. Where, like, the leg just...
Oh, you know what always got me, like, it always made me, like, a little queasy when injuries don't really do that to me? That dude, what was his name, like, Kevin Ware?
Oh, my God. Well, his bone was out of his skin.
Yeah.
That was awful. It was so bad.
And, like, coming back, what?
You know what gets me, I think, the most? And, I mean, all of these are horrific, but the one that gets me the most is a blade to the throat in hockey.
Yeah, that's, like, the one you're most likely going to die from. And the fact that it's happened twice that we know of, and they've both been fine, is insane.
Well, it happened once. Well, it wasn't nearly as bad as the other two, but it happened once to Johnny Boychuk last year at a game I was at.
Wait, wasn't that his, like, right under his eye?
Yeah. I mean...
The man, if that's, like, an inch higher, he's blind.
Like, the blades in hockey are horrifying.
They're like half an inch. They're, like, so thin and so sharp.
You're skating on knives, pretty much.
Oh, is that thunder?
But what what is always interesting to me is it doesn't happen nearly as often as you think in hockey. I mean, everyone's wearing skates.
When it does.
When it does, it's awful. Thank God it doesn't happen more often.
Do you remember? I think it was this season in like December ish. The dude, who was it? He was some dirty player. He kicked someone in the chest.
I don't remember that.
Didn't he kill him?
No. He got really lucky that it didn't even hurt him. But the fact that you kick someone in the chest with your skate, what's wrong with you?
I'm thinking about the soccer player who needs someone in the chest and they died.
Zach,
I don't know.
Cassian kicks Eric Cernan.
Yeah, Zach Cassian. I never liked him because he's. This is what he does. He got hit, and like two players fell on top of him, and then he kicked one of them in the chest. Like, what are you doing?
There was, remember way back in the day where I can't remember his name. I think he was at one point an Islander actually, but he kicked another player, either in his arm or his leg. I think it was actually his leg, and he hurt him bad, and that might have been the last time he's ever played.
Oh, when it comes to legs, all I can think of is Erik Karlsson getting his Achilles torn because someone kicked him right there. Who you're talking about.
Yep. Oh, he's lucky he didn't hurt. He went straight up for a kick to the chest. Wait a minute. Cernak didn't even, like, acknowledge that it happened.
Yeah, which is insane.
Did he notice? That's kind of crazy.
I don't know.
I don't know. Imagine getting kicked in the chest with a blade. And then just not worrying about it.
Oh, wait. Cal Clutterbuck had his wrist cut.
That was this year.
Yeah. I looked up...
It's one of the scariest things in sports is the blades in hockey. It doesn't work well. The blades in hockey remember the Tim Hudson injury with the cleat to the ankle?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was really bad. There's been a few. Obviously, Stanton got hit in the face. You remember Brian Mitchell for the Yankees when when he got hit in the nose and he was bleeding. Like it looked like he was just spitting out water. But
Kevin Ware?
We brought that one up already.
Oh, that I was one booking was. I was booking a tea time for golf.
Were you?
Yep.
But you go early or late? I go as early as I can go.
Depends on the day.
How many people you go golfing with in a group?
I'm going by myself today.
Oh, you're going today?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Oh, we have a Tanaka update.
Let me hear it.
Is he alive?
Meredith Marakovic. Yes, he is alive.
Well, that's good.
He rode the stationary bike for 15 to 20 minutes. Aaron Boone said there were no symptoms after getting his heart rate up. They are encouraged, but taking it day by day.
That's so crazy.
It really is.
It's so nuts. How could you get hit? But, dude, I could hardly just do a stationary bike right now. But you hit me with a 1/12 ball to the head. I'm definitely not going to ride a stationary bike.
Okay, and we have another update from Adam Schefter, not pertaining to baseball.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, Patrick Mahomes, as most people know, like we haven't brought it up this episode, he got a 10-year extension from the Kansas City Chiefs. How much is Mike Trout's contract?
$425 million
All right, well, Mahomes might break that. This Patrick Mahomes deal is over $400 million, but we don't know by how much.
Sheesh.
Now, the only difference is, in football, it's not fully guaranteed. Baseball, it's fully guaranteed, so...
Yeah.
It's insane, but I doubt he... It's either... I don't know how they do the money in football, because it's a cap sport, but I think they either front-load it, or he's getting cut before that contract's up. Wait, you know what? No, I take that back, because by the time that contract's up, I think it goes until 2031. So, by the time that contract's up, I don't think that much money will be that insane by that time. Because salary cap's going to keep going up. Contracts are going to keep going up. I don't think it will be that insane by the end of his contract.
If anything, it's smart to lock him up like this now.
Oh, I think the Chiefs were really smart for this. But one thing that I was thinking about, how like what I just said with the money by the end of the contract, I'm starting to think the Bryce Harper deal was a good contract. I mean, he's making...
For Philly's sake, I hope so.
I'm starting to think it was. And I was on the... I had this opinion where I was like... He was underrated and overrated at the same time. I think he is fully underrated at this point.
Oh,
I am... Is that the Thunder?
Yeah, that's Thunder here.
That means it's going to come by me, because if it's raining by you, it's going to rain by me. It happens.
I just hope it's not during the game tonight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude. Talk about the worst case scenario. We finally get a game back, and it's a rain delay. The first game of the year is a postponed game.
Yeah, that would be got cut out.
Horrific. Both of you did.
All right, but the tarp was already brought out to the field 30 minutes ago, and Aaron Boone said that the Yankees expect this storm system to pass, and they hope to play their inner squad game tonight.
Okay. I mean, we all hope that, don't we?
Yeah. I could use some baseball.
Does it always say this on the weather app? Bronx, what? It says there's unhealthy air quality right now. Right underneath. Right above the temperature.
It does if it's unhealthy air quality right now.
I've never seen that before.
It happens pretty often.
No way.
Yeah.
Not up here.
Well, no, because you're in Canada. They keep
Canada.
Nice in
got
Canada.
It.
They keep things nice up there. So, from what I'm looking on the weather app, it's only 30% at 6 p.m. and then it's just clouds at 7 through 10. So, I think we're going to be okay. God, I hope we're okay. This would be the worst case scenario.
That would be so 2020.
It really would be.
Wow, I have thunderstorms every day until next Tuesday, except for Thursday.
As do I.
Awesome, that's great. I'm so happy. As soon as we get freaking baseball back, man, come on.
But
it's so annoying.
Yeah, now all of a sudden it's just April for some reason.
It is spring training, isn't it? I'm sorry.
Are we still calling it that? What are we calling this? Is it
summer camp presented by Camping World?
We have to say it like that every time?
I think so.
Summer Camp presented by Camping World. Okay. Is that in terms of, like, the whole league? Or is that only the Yankees summer camp is sponsored by Camping World? What do you mean, yep? That was... that was it. That's...
Well, I said yep before you finished the other option.
Oh. Did you? I don't think it is.
I did. Play the tape back. We have this on... We have this recorded.
I'll do
it. Weird. Most of our conversations with each other have been recorded.
It is a little. I mean,
none of my conversations with my mom have been recorded.
Yes, they have.
Okay. I guess maybe.
She was on here. She's my favorite guest ever. She's my favorite guest ever.
You know what I mean now.
Let's, I mean, we were just being happy, so let's be sad again.
Oh, cool.
we can't hype ourselves up too much. DJ LeMahieu and Luis Sessa for our two known coronavirus cases that tested positive. DJ is asymptomatic, while Luis Sessa is feeling mild symptoms. So, obviously, they're both going to be fine, obviously, but in terms of DJ, he just basically needs to quarantine for 2 weeks and then just get a negative test, and then he'll be back.
I don't think it's even 2 weeks. It's just until he gets a negative test, I think.
Yeah, because we don't know how long he's had it.
Yeah.
For Sessa, I think he has to go until he feels okay first, and then he can test, and then he'll, based on that, he'll quarantine more or he'll join the team. The bad one we know about is Freddie Freeman. His wife tweeted that he who usually isn't that affected by sickness, he's pretty bad. Like, I'm not sure if he's coughing. I think he lost taste of smell. He's just been bedridden. And when my mom went through it, it was bad. I remember my mom had it for a very long time. So I hope he feels better soon. Do we know yet if he's done for the year? Is he going to opt out because of this? Or is he just waiting until he's better and then he's going to play?
Well, doesn't this make him safe from it now?
No. You can get it twice. His wife said he has body aches, headaches, chills, and a high fever. And she says he's someone who never gets sick, and this virus hit him like a ton of bricks. Is her exact words. So the Braves had Freddie Freeman, Will Smith, Tuki Toussaint, and Pete Cosma all test positive.
Jeez.
Cubs are the only team without a positive test.
That's good, Cubs, at least.
They don't have one?
Nope.
I just saw, I think, the stupidest tweet I've ever seen. You guys ready for this one?
Yeah.
Always.
How did Freddie Freeman go from playing wiffle ball and video games with his son to being extremely sick? He caught the virus. What? That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I don't get that question. David, oh, in other new, like in terms of opt-outs, David Price opted out. David Price, for all the garbage I've gave him, has, and I, that it's all been baseball related, obviously, has shown to be that he is a wonderful person. I mean, he donated all that money to the minor leaguers. And then when it turns out that he's going to be able to get paid this year, he denies it. He opted out of it.
He's a very good guy.
Yeah, he's a pretty good guy.
Yeah. And he not only saves the Dodgers $6 million, he also saves the Red Sox $6 million because they were paying half a salary.
Huh. By the way, here's pretty big news. Buster Posey and Mike Trout are both saying they aren't sure whether they're going to play the season. I mean, no, and Mike Trout.
Very understandable, really.
Oh, no, it makes complete sense. I don't think we can blame any person for not playing this season.
Nope. That was my Fug of the Week on Fugazi Sports. Anyone who makes fun of or criticizes players for not playing.
Oh, it's not. People on Twitter have been very annoying over the past while.
People on Twitter have been annoying since I got Twitter.
But yeah, in terms of this virus and the way that people have been like coping with it, it's just awful. Yeah, I can't take it with all their like this guy, and it's not even just the virus. My whole thing is like when a player doesn't play. I understand the frustration of the Jacoby Ellsbury thing, but why were Yankee fans so mad at him? Like, he kept getting hurt, and they're mad at him for that. And they say, we're paying all this guy money just to get hurt, but you're paying barely any of it. Insurance covers a lot of it.
And even if it didn't, it's not like we're a small market team that doesn't have the biggest budget. We're the New York Yankees. If anyone can afford to give an injured player their full salary, it's them.
I fully understand criticizing a player for not playing well. I mean, it makes sense. But to criticize a player for being hurt, that doesn't make sense to me.
Unless they hurt themselves in a motorbike accident or a rodeo tour.
Yes, because that you're not making fun of the fact or being mad at the fact that they got hurt. You're mad at them for putting themselves in the position to get hurt.
We're looking at you, JPP.
Talking to you, Ioannis. But
didn't Jabba Chamberlain, like, break his ankle on a trampoline?
Yeah, but, I mean, that was going on a trampoline isn't chasing a pig while you're already injured.
Your ankle on a trampoline, though.
I have a friend who had a pretty bad accident on a trampoline. Trampolines can be kind of dangerous. Trampolines are nothing to fool around with.
I mean, aren't they made to fool around on?
Well, they're made to bounce on, but yes. I mean, it can get pretty painful on there. Once you know the game Popcorn?
Yeah.
On the trampoline. So someone lays in the middle and they like bring their knees up to their chest and they wrap their arms around it so they make themselves into like a little ball. And then a bunch of other people bounce around them and then that person just kind of bounces up and down and like popcorn in a popcorn bag. One time we were playing that and I jumped up because my brother was the popcorn and I land directly on his chest.
Nice.
Knocked the wind so far out of this little boy. I mean, he was wheezing for air. It wasn't good. Trampolines are quite the danger. But moving on from trampoline accidents. Over the weekend. Wait, go ahead.
Who else opted out? Wasn't it like Joe Ross and Ryan Zimmerman?
Yes. Also, Nick Markakis has opted out.
And the testing stuff.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Up in they're doing their testing in Utah. It is right. It's Salt Lake, I believe.
Yeah.
The Astros, and what was the other team?
The Nationals.
Cardinals.
I don't know. Some teams got stuck there. Like, they couldn't.
The A's got stuck, too.
They had a. I don't know, like, what's happening in terms of why they're getting stuck there. But they couldn't. They had to cancel practices. So, that's a. An issue that's going to have to get ironed out because if teams are missing practices, players are going to get hurt when it comes to playing hard.
And there was something that I just had and I can't remember where it is. Okay, here we go. Ken Rosenthal, 35 minutes ago. Yankees were not visited by tester on Sunday, but like the Angels, had kits available, conducted tests, and sent them out, source says. This is from Ken Rosenthal. The Yankees did not alter workout plans, reasoning players also at risk away from park, and negative result from test 2 days before would not necessarily hold.
Wait, so how often are they getting tested?
Every 2 days.
I'm guessing every day or every 2 days, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Good for them. Remember how at the beginning of this testing was not available at all?
Yeah.
That was our biggest issue at one point. Was we legitimately had no idea how many there were. Now, same people are being able to get tested every 2 days. That's a solid improvement. But I want to end it with this story. So, over the weekend, well, a little bit into last week, but towards the end of the week, a group of investors who and sponsors, no, a group of investors who are invested in the Washington Redskins, pressured sponsors of the Redskins to ask them to change the name, and it worked. And FedEx is now pressuring the Redskins to change the name. And FedEx owns the naming rights to the stadium of the Redskins. So the Redskins went through a thorough review, and now it's fully expected for them to change the name before the season starts. Like, it's going to happen. And this then turned into... It turned into the Indians. Now, the Indians, I'll give them credit for this. They didn't wait until their sponsors did it. But it's still weird to me how they've been named this for so long. Like, it's weird me.
1915?
It's weird to me that they changed the Chief Wahoo logo. And then that was it. And we've been saying for a while that the Indians need a rebrand. And it looks like it's yet to be confirmed. But it looks like it's going to happen. I mean, I don't see any way the Indians announce that they're going to go through this. What do they call it? Like, review of their name. And then not change it. So, now we can have fun with the fact that, I mean, finally they're changing their name. But now we can have the, like, what are they going to change their names to?
I can't wait to find out.
First off, the people freaking out about this, get over it. Okay? I don't understand how people are getting mad about this. I saw one person say, how come they don't change the Cowboys name? And I go, well, because the Cowboys aren't a race.
Yeah.
It's not a racial slur.
I saw someone say, if they change the name, people are going to forget Native Americans ever existed. And I'm like, oh my. They still exist. Like, that's how bad it is that they're just more people associate Native Americans with a racist logo than actually being a human being.
Yeah, yeah, they're not a sports mascot. They're a culture. So, I am completely on board. I'm a Redskins fan, and let me tell you, I feel awful when I have, like, 3 Nets hats and 3 Nets jerseys. I have countless Yankee hats and, like, 4 jerseys. I have 3 Islanders jerseys and a few hats. I have 1 hat and 1 jersey for the Redskins. And it's not because it's the hat and jersey I wear the least. And it's not that I like them the least. It's that I feel awful.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing it, like, it's just, it doesn't feel good.
So yeah, I can't wear my Indians hat.
I'm so happy that it's finally getting changed. Now,
you know it's what?
If you guys are, what name? Now, I remember, Tim, you had a name, but what do you want the Cleveland Indians to change the name to?
I like the Spiders, but I also like the Cleveland Rock.
That'd be cool.
Interesting. Yeah, I do like
the Pebbles.
I do like when you can have a sports team that doesn't end with an S. I really enjoy that. Like the Heat, the Thunder, and so on.
The White Sox, the Red Sox.
Well, I mean, that doesn't count.
Why?
Because it's Sox itself is spelt with an S at the end. It's just an X to shorten. It's just an X to shorten it up. It makes the same sound. I like what, like the Jazz. I'm trying to think of more.
Z is just a backwards S, bro.
What did you just say?
A Z, it's just a backwards S.
Okay. I mean, it's not. If you want to say anything like is related to an S, you would say it's just like a straightened out S, because it's written the same way, is it not? Wait.
No.
No, I was just really stupid there.
S is just half an 8, so technically S is a 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I'm trying to think, because, like, what's Cleveland known for besides rivers that can light on fire?
Nothing.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, I forgot about
that. LeBron? But, like, not anymore?
Their, like, first name, or, like, one of their earliest, was the Grand Rapids Rustlers.
That's kind of cool. Cleveland
Rustlers would be cool.
Rustlers? There's a lot of ideas. The one thing is, I think both the Redskins and the Indians should keep their colors. I like both of their colors very much.
I want a complete rebrands. I'd love to see just new uniforms. I love new uniforms. Especially because Cleveland's are just boring.
Cleveland's are awful. But I think the Redskins look really nice. Like,
I like the Redskins colorway, yeah.
Their colors are really good. But hopefully we'll find out soon. I don't know how long it'll be. But thank you guys for listening.
Oh, wait, I have one other thing.
Okay.
You know who hasn't talked about changing their name yet?
Who?
The Chicago Blackhawks.
I know.
I think that they are...
I think they're like the safest.
So is the FSU Seminoles. They're like, yeah. They worked in conjunction or have the approval of a local tribe.
The difference is the Redskins, that's legitimately just a slur. And then the Indians, yeah. They're not Indians. They're not from India.
Yeah.
So I think that's the difference. So thank you guys for listening. We hope to see you next episode, and go Yankees.
Go Bills.
We get to watch baseball tonight.
Hopefully.
Elevator going up. In the gleaming corridor of the 51st floor. The money can be made if you really want some more. Executive decision, a clinical precision. Jumping from the windows filled with indecision. I get good advice from the advertising world.